defense this year. You played on some good defenses, but what you guys have done the last three games, giving up 16 points, is it almost kind of like somebody pinched me a little bit?
Honestly, no. I mean, coming into the season, just off what we did last season, I truly felt like we could be the best defense in the league, and I think most of the guys on this side of the ball felt that way. And it was all about us going out to execute and simplifying the defense and allowing the playmakers to make plays.
Playmakers make plays that you need to. Like, when they're in your territory, you need a turnover. Mm-hmm. Three of them today. What does that say about you guys sniffing out that ball when you needed it?
You know what? I think that says the guys never quit. Never quit, never give up, and dig deep and find a way to get it done, man. And when we're in the huddle, we talk about it every play. Somebody has to step up and make a play. Be that special guy. And, you know, I take my hat off to those corners today. You have three starting corners to get picks, man. I think that's the first time that's ever happened I've played.
I know every win is a big win in this league because you only have 16 to play.
Right.
But to do it in front of all of your boys, teammates of Tennessee, everyone's watching this game. Little extra sugar on that for you?
Well, I mean, anytime you're on the world stage, you definitely want to play well, and you want to show out, basically. And, you know, for us, I think we made a statement tonight, you know, telling teams that, you know, defensively, for you to beat us, you're going to really have to mano a mano, man on man, beat us. And I don't think any team in this league can do that. And the plays that we give up are mistake plays that we make. And, you know, we just find a way to clutch down when we have to and keep guys out the end zone.
I know at the beginning of this interview you said you knew this would be a great defense, maybe the best in the league. If I said to you at the beginning of the season, Al, four games in the season, you're going to give up one touchdown. One. You would have said what?
You're right.
Really?
Really. Hell, I would have said none, to be honest with you. I mean, whoever made up that statement as well, when people say you can't win them all, who made that statement up? Hell, I want to know. I want to meet that guy, because if you prepare to win and prepare to stop teams, it should get done. And that's just the way I feel about the situation. But, hey, I may be pulling your leg a little bit about that, but I won't change my answer.
Thanks, so. All right, buddy. What is defense, though? I mean, guys are speak of playmakers, but it doesn't seem like everyone's a playmaker, because it seems like everyone has had their moment.
And you know what? I think that's a sign of a quality defense, where it's not the same guy showing up week in and week out. That's what's going to take us a long way, because it's going to be some games where linebackers may sputter a little bit, or defensive line may sputter a little bit. But we have to find a way as a team defensively to pick each other up. And those are the things that we've done so far.
Tatum Bell was saying that he was prepared to take on Ray Lewis because he said he faced the best middle linebacker in the game. Every day, and that's you.
Yes, you.
What does it mean for him to say that about you, and also to see Tatum running like that?
Yeah, it's a huge compliment, man. You know, I've never been one to get caught up in accolades and things like that. But you know, for my teammate to say that, it's, you know, I take it to heart. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, man, because I prepare to be the best. I go out to win, and anytime your teammates recognize that and show you that kind of respect and love, I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
You know, I was sitting there watching the game and everything, and I'm just trying to wonder why teams consistently try to run on you guys, because outside you're too fast, up the middle you're slight.
You know what, just to keep us honest defensively, I think teams have to do that. Because once you start throwing the ball, the guys up front are going to tee off. And so you have to keep them guessing a little bit and force them to play the run and think about the pass as well. So, you know, it weighs itself out, but at the same time, when teams do continue to run the ball, you know, they're playing right into our hands.
Well, when people say this was a measuring stick between two great defenses, the best defense right now, the Broncos, between the two.
Yeah, we feel like we're a step ahead, but at the same time, we also feel like there's some room for improvement. So, you know, we're gonna go back and watch the film tomorrow, be hard on ourselves, be critical of everything we've done, and hopefully we can clean up the mistakes that we made.
Good luck next week.
I appreciate it.
Coach Corey said that it was the best game that you played in a while.
Yeah, I would say so. I don't know, man. It's just one of those days, man. You know, it's just one of those days where things were going right, just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and the scheme that we play, you know, allowed me to do those things.
How great will it be to get open in here Sunday night?
It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a very, very good game. You know, we know that they're going to be ready to play, and we're not going to overlook the Oakland Raiders. We're going to come in ready to get a W on Sunday Night Football.
Do you like your chops? Do you see a young quarterback like Walters?
You know what? I think my D-line, man, you know, I don't get a chance to go after them much. So, you know, my thing is control that middle and allow those guys to eat up front.
Thank you.